Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've spoken with Naomi Hadar before. She's the CEO of the African Friends of Sheba Medical Center. She is back from a visit where she participated in a global conference of Sheba's Friends organization. And we wanted to find out a little bit more about it. What was the purpose of the conference? And in fact, what made it unique? Naomi Hadar, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Good morning. Sorry about my sexy voice.
Oh, it's very good. We like, you know, it's a bit husky. It's great. It works very well for radio, so you don't need to worry.
I won't worry.
You've just come back from Israel. Tell us what was unique about this conference.
I just want to thank you for hosting me and giving me the chance to speak and to tell you all about it. Actually, I participate in few functions, and one of them, it was the conference that brought together leaders of Sheba Friends organization from across the world, from Australia, from Canada, from the United States, from Europe, of course, from South Africa. And we strongly focus on partnership rather about fundraising alone. And what makes it unique was the open and the honest discussion. We learn from each other. And what was amazing, it's how our collective support impact patient and medical team, especially as you all know that we are facing a challenging time in Israel.
Yes.
That's we focus about the innovation and the social responsibility that go hand in hand. What also was very impressive that the innovation in Sheba is driven by a real clinical need. It's not that somebody is sitting and think what I'm going to invent or what I'm going to think, but it's the clinical need and the social responsibility, and it gives the work very deep purpose. And it's not only impact Israeli or the Israeli patient, it's international impact. We're sending a lot of missions, a lot of doctors, especially to Africa. And we're doing a lot of, and the impact is really tremendous.
It really is. The in terms of this international responsibility, social responsibility, medical excellence, how does Sheba Hospital manage all of that? Because there's obviously a very real need in Israel, especially following October 7th and the way in which Sheba Hospital was involved and has been involved in it. But at the same time, it still is involved with international, as you've mentioned, projects in Africa. How do they balance that?
That is a very good question. We have a special department. It's called Global Sheba. Mm-hmm. And they're focusing about help and the impact of the international world or the international medical community. And when we see need, that's where we are. And one of the things, it's our the donors that help us to be part of this amazing mission. And the Tikkun Olam, it's part of the Jewish genes. And we must carry on with this. And the impact is really, you can see the impact, especially in the Africa countries. You see even support of the State of Israel. And we believe that medical, or the, it's above politics. Saving life is one of the most important things for everyone.
Absolutely. I believe that there are a fair amount of South Africans working at Sheba. Did you meet any of them?
Yeah, it was actually, we had a special ceremony for one of our top donors. And they actually make us meeting the some of the doctors from Sheba, from that originally came from South Africa. One of them, Professor Brian Reichman, that he was born in old Rhodesia. Mm-hmm. And the impact of him, what he did, they established the neonatal, the ICU neonatal. And then we were ushered with Dr. Richard Levy. He came to Israel about 33 years ago, and he, the deputy head of the physiotherapy in Sheba, he told us so much about the rehabilitation and the contribution. We met other doctors, you all know, Dean Lutrin, mm-hmm. that is excelling in Sheba. And Sheba awesome. appreciate the doctors that coming, or other medical professionals that coming from South Africa. And they integrated beautifully with our mission, and they're contributing, they have a deep value, and they add deep value to Sheba.
Amazing. And finally, have things returned to normal following whatever normal is, I'm not really sure, but more or less to normal following October the 7th?
I must tell you a short story. In our visit, we went to the rehab, to the rehabilitation, mm-hmm. and we met the soldiers. Some soldier only in rehab, working there for a year. Some of them brand new. And what touched my heart was three soldiers. Three of them lost their two legs. And how they work hard. One of them, a young boy, I think he's not even 20 years old, got for the first time his two new legs. And he was sweating and he was working so hard. And then we saw a soldier that he is, his name is Amit Bar. Amit Bar is an officer. He told us about how he lost his leg. And he was so proud to show us that he has a bionic leg now with a computer. That usually, you know, they have to go, when they climbing the step, they have to go step leg by leg. You know, he's climbing the step as a normal person, because the computer learned the movement and helped him to walk like everyone with two legs. And what was impressed me, he said to us, thank you for listening to me, because it gives me strength. And the last thing he said to us, you know, I can't go back to the battlefield. Then I decided to study diplomatic and relationship. And I want to help Israel in the United Nations. I want to help Israel, to carry on helping Israel, not just in the battlefield. And this left such an impact of everyone.
Incredible. Absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. Naomi Hadar, that is where we do need to leave it. Thank you as always. Incredible work that Sheba is doing, innovation that impacts lives, not only in Israel, but in fact, around the world.